It's the last round of the regular season. Sports Fantasy Pro.
Already?
A massive $15,000 guaranteed prize pool up for grabs. Can you believe it's the end of the season?
No, I can't. When's State of Origin?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that's right. I erased that from my memory.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Sports Fantasy Pro this weekend. $15,000 guaranteed prize pool up for grabs. Don't miss out. It's your last full round shot at the cash. Go to sportsfantasypro.com now to win your share of the $15,000.
15 grand.
And our private challenges have been going well. The Sandor Earl jackpot went all right, didn't it?
It did go all right. How did you go?
Not wonderfully.
I made an epic error.
I didn't get one of the emails where it says, you've won X amount of dollars.
I made an epic error.
And?
Sandor.
Oh, yes.
Not Sandor.
Soured. Same thing. That's Whiten's fault.
Just as effective.
Check out our Twitter feed for exclusive entry. The full credit to the boys. Private challenge on Sunday's Bulldogs-Warriors game. Sports Fantasy Pro, your team.
Your game.
Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, the drums were beating in Campbelltown. A sports legend leaves us, and we throw some radical topics on the top five wheel. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Welcome to episode number 35 or something now. Full credit to the boys. With thanks to, of course, Sports Fantasy Pros Round 26 Fantasy Footy with a massive $15,000 guaranteed prize pool to finish off the regular season. Sports Fantasy Pro, your team, your game. This is Full Credit to the Boys. You can get us on Twitter at FCTTB_podcast. Myself at Late Mailman, and with me, of course, former underscore legend, better known as former legend. Hello.
Roberto, how are you?
Roberto Baggio?
No, I read about you today. Finally, okay. The news has caught up with you and your 48-centimetre cock.
What?
Yeah.
It's 47.
47, you monster. Did you read about that? 48 centimetres.
I think I saw you tweet it out and I thought, I saw the first couple of lines and I thought, he's going to talk about this later tonight, so...
It's a story about a cock. Of course I'm onto it.
Check out former underscore legends Twitter feed for more details on that. One of my replies to him actually featured a guy who didn't actually have that, but got the tattoo of it coming out his shorts leg.
Yeah, what a fruitcake.
And it ruined his life. He said some of the quotes in that are just pearlers.
How would you go seeing the next old mate at the piss trough?
Which, the one with the tattoo or the other one?
With a 48 centimetre throbber.
I'd say, mate, can you just aim down, please?
What do you reckon his Tinder profile will be?
I hate to think. Let's do the news. Well, the Robbie Farah saga broke just possibly the worst time ever, which was about an hour after we did this podcast last week. Unfortunately, it's not quite like radio where you can't just break back in. The Robbie Farah saga. The third coach now he's not seen eye to eye with. Mm. That's what we know of.
Yeah.
Sheens, Potter, Taylor.
Mm.
Maybe it's got to... Oh, no, I was going to say with at the end, but Sheens doesn't have that.
Sheens.
If you don't know anything about what we're talking about, Robbie Farah has basically been offloaded by the West Tigers. Problem is...
Attempted.
Nowhere to offload him to. That's the problem.
Mm.
They've basically said you can go if you can find somewhere else to go.
Yeah.
He's digging his heels in. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, my mail is, a couple of people have asked me, so I'll tell you here and now. My mail is that this was on the table about 3 months ago, around Origin time.
Yeah, I've heard this one too.
Okay, and the plan was to offload him to another club. However, they decided to hold off, thinking that Robbie would have no choice but to then fish out to Super League where he'd actually get more dollars, which would save the Tigers more money.
Right.
Because they're going to leave it so late and tell him he's not welcome.
Okay.
Now, my understanding is that he has no intention of going to UK and never was going to.
Yeah.
And his manager basically kept it from Robbie and then said, I'll hunt him around.
Mm.
Tried to sell it to Robbie as I'm looking for a club where you can win another title.
Mm.
Blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden it started to twig with Robbie what was going on.
Yeah. I heard that, similar stories, other stories as well. Chris McQueen South were offering a swap with Chris McQueen at some point.
That's interesting.
Whether that's true or not, we don't know. Also, that further what you said about his manager, Sam Ayoub, has, when he's heard that the club want to offload him, his words were something to the tune of, please don't tell him, don't tell him, don't tell him yet. And it seems like that's a bit of a theme around the whole Robbie Farah thing. I read an article today saying that he's basically unapproachable after a loss.
He would have hated the Origin.
Oh, jeez. Well, he didn't play in that last one, thankfully. Jesus. He'd still be hold down. So what do you think? Look, will he be at the Tigers? Will he be playing?
Yeah, he will.
What's New South Wales Cup? Is Balmain? Is,
he
is
won't
New South
play
Wales
New
Cup?
South Wales Cup. They can't afford to do
will
that.
They do one game? Will he play the first round in, in New South Wales Cup?
Nah.
You just think he stays, he plays first grade?
The thing is now, the way I see it, the club and Taylor have backed themselves into a massive corner here now. They've basically told Robbie he's no longer wanted. He said, I'm not going. And so, because part of the belief is that he's very bad for morale.
Yes. Which is, further to, like, which is basically what I was implying just then with he can't be spoken to about sensitive topics. He's impossible to approach.
Yeah. And so, with that in mind, they've tried to punt him. However, you reckon he was bad for morale before this? If he's going to dig in that club for another year or two...
No. Take $1 million a year.
And take $1 million a year. It's going to be... I think Robbie Farah...
We should probably say is his God-given right.
Of course it is.
Absolutely. We're not saying he's wrong for doing that.
He didn't make them give him $1 million. They gave him $1 million. Mate, I'll tell you something now. Everywhere I look, everyone looks ordinary in this. The player looks ordinary because Robbie Farah, this is his third coach, let's be honest, that he can't see eye to eye with. Even Robbie would have to say that's a concern. The coach, well, no raps whatsoever, Hoodie. He's actually made a rod for his back here. I think this will be the end of him eventually. The manager looks like a goose. And the club, especially the previous board, look like absolute fucking imbeciles for putting him down for a four-year contract, then punting a coach who dared say he's not worth 4 years.
Yeah.
And now they're into this, and now they're offering him around with the view of subsidising him. It's just an absolute mess.
Couple of things on that. One, how many times, or how much longer do you think we're going to hear the term back-ended contract?
Oh.
It's a recipe for disaster. That's one. And two, if you're a club that has even just... If you're a club that needs a hooker... The West Tigers aren't going to be privy to what your finances are like. You go to the club. Oh, this might not work, hence it might not have happened. But to me, it's a no-brainer. You go to the Tigers and you say, all right, we'll take him, but we can only pay him $200,000. So you're getting a $600,000-$800,000 a year hooker for $200,000 because the West Tigers have to foot the rest of his contract.
Yeah.
And you say, I'll take him for 2 more years. Which takes him to the end of that contract. You're paying $200,000 a year for 2 years.
It doesn't work. Nothing works in this. Talk about a disintegration of a club. Now Marina Pryor's come out and said that...
Marina Pryor,
Marina Gay. Who's Marina Pryor?
Singer from the 80s and 90s?
God love, I wish it was Marina Pryor. Has come out and said that we won't be signing one for 3 years.
Yeah.
You reckon that's not a concern?
Yeah, that's big trouble. West Tigers are in big trouble. I don't think we can even come to a sort of conclusion with this story right at the moment.
There's even more to play out yet too, and that's the worry. God knows what else is going to happen from here on in.
He carries a fair storm cloud over him at the best of times, old Robbie.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if he does stay at the West Tigers and things aren't going swimmingly? Imagine the size of that storm cloud.
Oh, yeah.
People will be looking across the Sydney skyline going, what the hell is happening over Concord?
Yeah, right on the top of Concord.
No, just Tigers training.
Yeah.
Robbie must be there.
Yeah.
NRL results from round 25. Thursday night, the Broncos put a masterclass on the defending premiers, Souths, 47-12. And officially, according to the Daily Telegraph, I believe, put Souths into a state of crisis.
Crisis.
A few clubs in crisis this
crisis.
Week, would you believe?
Yeah.
That was, like I said, it was a masterclass. The Broncos just left Souths in their wake. Literally, they just carved them up. There were Souths players lying all over the field on a number of occasions. Broncos scored at least 3 long-range tries that I can think of.
Where we watched it at, the couple
Brett
of
Mullins circa 94.
Oh, Mullo. Except he had his socks pulled up. Yeah. Where we watched it at, the moment they scored from the kickoff,
yes,
is when everyone in the pub went, well, that's it. Game over.
Season over?
Yeah. They're at cannon fodder. They're cannon fodder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're missing their number one, one of their number sixes slash their number 12, Sutton.
Mm.
And they're missing their nine.
Plus, there's now a the whisper about,
is out as well.
Whisper about their coach being
yeah. Now, apparently, headhunted by the Knights. South's coming out and saying they're not going to release Maguire. Hasn't done enough to put
a limping dog rumor. I believe they called it.
Yeah.
Look,
I think it's a good fit for Newcastle, to be honest. But
I've spoke to someone who has a bit to do with the Bunnies. And there is a bit of a conception around that he works them too hard, them blokes, in training.
Well, they certainly.
And to me,
they picked up where they left off at the end of last year, at the start of this season.
Yeah, but now they look flat.
They've gradually sizzled out.
Yeah, they look like they've
fizzled out, as you were.
Yeah. Anyway,
The Roosters Friday night basically said, "Hi Broncos, I'll see it. We'll raise you."
Yeah.
46-10 it was. Almost a similar scoreline. Almost a similar dominance.
Who was more impressive?
Hard to say.
Split hair, isn't it? Split hair.
I think the Broncos were more sensational. Mm. Most of Roosters' tries came from close to the line, with the exception of the last one where Tuivasa-Sheck burst through. The Broncos were quite spectacular the way they went about it. Mm. But I think the Roosters were quite clinical in that win. That was a great win going into the finals. Manly still a mathematical impossibility, it says here, to make the eight. So basically, the scenario is this. St. George have Manly by about 61 on for and against. First thing that has to happen is St. George have to lose.
Mm.
Second thing that has to happen is St. George either has to lose by 61 or 62 as it is, and or Manly wins by 62 over the Sharks on Sunday, or they meet halfway, Dragons lose by 30-odd, Manly win by 30-odd. There's a lot of...
You lost me.
A lot of ifs,
you
ifs
lost
ands,
me at
or
60.
Buts. So that's that. The Eels went out and scored 28 points against the Sharks. The problem is, though, the Sharks scored 35, including Valentine Holmes coming through with a clutch field goal again.
Yeah.
Michael Ennis grabbing a sneaky little try out of dummy half again.
I love Valentine Holmes. She should like one like him.
I'm not minding the Sharks at the moment. I don't think they're going to go all the way. You can go back to our first podcast of the season, and I emphatically said that they will not go all the way. Mm. Hope to God they don't, because of that prediction. I'll go into more about that in my tweets later on in the night.
What about the possibility now that one plays four, Roosters play their bogey team, the Sharks, first week of the finals?
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
I'd love to see the Roosters in the second week of the finals. Not to heap shit on the Roosters, but just I'd like to see a bomb get thrown into the, and just shaking it up a bit.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Knights, old boys' day. They lifted. It was 2018 that they went down to the Dogs, which was a bit of a shame. Kirk Gidley scored a try
they
that brought it to
Knights.
Brought it to 2018, and you almost thought there was a fairy tale on the cards. Mm. A fairy tale when they're battling for the wooden spoon, but you know what I mean. Trent Hodkinson, wrist injury or a lower arm injury. Either way, he's done for the year as well.
He's just apparently just stayed there in Newcastle.
He's done for the year. He's done. Well, yeah, he may as well have. He's done
Send
with the Bulldogs
shit up.
Now.
I'm staying.
There we go. The Storm recovered from drowning in the spray and saliva of Craig Bellamy the week before to come back and beat the Cowboys 14-6 in a dower, or as some people would say, doer affair. 14-6.
Hmm.
I watched that game. I was a bit bored, to be honest.
Was it? Yeah, yeah. I didn't say, like, to be honest.
Yeah, it was a bit of a tough watch, as far as I'm concerned. This was tough if you're a Warriors fan. Tigers absolutely annihilated the Warriors at Campbelltown, 50-16. The PSG Warriors, that is, of course, post Sean Johnson. Coach McFadden. What do you reckon?
Here's another rumor.
Yeah. Brian McFadden, of course.
Brian McFadden's dad. Yep. Story is, yes, the drums are beating very loud around McFadden, but it will not be as reported.
Which is Cleary going there and then some other guy who's a coach in waiting slipping into the Panthers job.
Yeah, that won't be happening,
no.
From what I understand.
What are your thoughts?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, maybe someone like Brownie go over there and he might get him, slap a few around the face at half time on the sidelines.
Well, if Maguire's not the man for Newcastle, I don't see anyone else except Nathan Brown at this point.
Interesting.
Walker brothers were in there, but man, Badiris is there currently. I can't imagine he's...
Dan Ganade said something on the radio about how Brownie had said to them, if I've got the job, I'm supposed to be going on holidays to Bali.
Yeah.
I want to start.
And they said, have a good holiday.
Go enjoy your holiday.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's a worry.
I heard that.
Someone told me before, a couple of weeks ago, Hagen might be going to Newcastle.
Well, that makes sense. But is that just going back to the whole old boys thing again? Which I think they're trying to...
Would he hold the fort for a couple of years before they did get their man?
Possibly. But then why do they ask Rick Stone? Like, I mean, you know,
true.
Michael Hagen's been there, of course, before, well and truly, but, and he's been
left on his own
terms, well.
By the way.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what happens with the old coach merry-go-round in the next few weeks. The Titans beat the Oust Dragons 28-26 in front of a packed Robina Stadium. We say packed. It was packed full of empty seats.
Oh, jeez. It's a barren place, isn't it? You could shoot a gun in there and not hit anyone.
Yeah. It's a shame because it's a great looking stadium.
It is.
It has the look of a, you know, like a UK or European football ground a little bit. Or just like an updated sort of Suncorp Stadium kind of thing. Like it's a beautiful looking stadium. But
a boutique Suncorp.
Yeah. 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 So boutique that no one actually goes. and then Monday night. Raiders Panthers.
In the game that mattered. Not a lot to nobody.
Not much happening there. Soward got absolutely flogged by Jack White.
And the Raiders smoked the Panthers.
AFL results. Greater Western Sydney spanked Carlton by 13 goals. They're set to finish 10th now with 11 wins for the season. And that was actually individually their biggest win as a club on the weekend against Carlton. Swans also dished out a hiding, beating St Kilda by the best part of 100 points. And they're set to finish 4th on the table, which I believe I said, and you didn't. You said no top 4.
True.
I said top 4.
You're a genius.
Yes.
You were due.
If I get one right for the year, I'm happy.
You sit in a dark room and throw enough darts, you'll hit the bullseye eventually.
Absolutely. Jared Hayne suited up for the 49ers against the Broncos on Sunday. Well, he suited up and waited. and waited, and everyone was going, why the hell did I buy the NFL
that was a pass, piece of brilliance,
whatever
wasn't
it is, even though it was a free thing. I believe you've got to cancel it, otherwise it will keep taking the money. So if you've got the free week's trial of the NFL pass, game pass, whatever, match pass, whatever they call it, make sure you get on there and cancel, because it will auto-renew. There you go.
Any replies from old mate last week?
Who, Jared Hayne?
Not Jared Hayne, the other one. Telegraphs. Jared Dudley.
Jared Dudley. I don't know. I forgot about old Jared.
How did he go this week?
He's a little bit irrelevant. So Jared Hayne had a couple of kick returns. I think he made 18 yards or something like that. Mm. Also used as a running back with a nice catch and run as well. Reggie Bush was used as a running back and didn't do too well, from what I understand. Didn't set the world on fire. So.
I'm pretty sure he'll make the final cut, but Reggie.
The big story now is that could Jared Hayne take Reggie Bush's spot?
Get on with me.
The answer is unlikely, but thanks for trying. So this week, overnight, which was Monday into Tuesday, we woke up to the news this morning that Jared Hayne has made the first cut, which was, I think they cut 90 to 75.
Correct.
They've got another 22 that they're going to lose at the end of the week. Mm. I think after the weekend, which is their final preseason game against the San Diego Chargers?
I believe so.
I heard it was maybe the Vikings.
The Valiant Chargers.
Maybe. Or the Gold Coast Chargers. Anyway, they've got one more final preseason game on Friday. Mm. Is that right? Friday our time or Friday their time?
I imagine their time.
Okay, so maybe Saturday morning our time.
So the word is that... Hayne won't actually play in that game.
Really? Because that's at odds to what I've heard, which is the opposite, saying he will see his most minutes in that game.
Interesting.
I'm assuming yours is because that's when they're going to run out most of their
number
starters.
Ones. Yeah.
Whereas I've heard it's because they won't be playing any of their number ones. So I wish someone would This is the second time I had this discussion today,
right,
where someone said, no, 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 this is what's happening. And I've heard, well, I've heard this. I'm okay. not saying that what I've heard is necessarily right, but there's clearly two things being reported.
Now, so, word on the street is that...
if you can tweet us, at late mailman, at former underscore legend, at FCTTB underscore podcast, and just straighten us out.
Yeah.
Probably should have done our research.
Internet NFL nerds who apparently are absolutely up in arms that people would be dare interested in the sport that you love so much and keep correcting everyone with their terminology. Yeah.
I reckon Aussie Jag would know what he's talking about.
At least he's not a prick.
He could tell us.
Yeah.
He could tell us what's going on. Aussie Jag, if you're listening.
Now, word on the street
is that you are.
God love you. Word on the street is that Jared's mum is on her way to America.
Really?
Mm.
Well, yeah.
Would you think that'd be to say congratulations on the final 53?
Could be. Could be to give him a hug while he cries.
Mm.
Sorry, that's a bit of a glass half empty approach.
Or help him pack his flat and look for a new place to live.
Yes, possibly. Yeah. Yes, possibly. If
maybe
he's
just going to Disney World.
Maybe even. So I've got a note here as well that Clive's put saying, remember the name Kendall Hunter.
Clive? Okay?
Kendall Hunter. His initials K Hunter. Okay. I'll just let you think about that one for a sec.
Not Carmichael.
He's the bloke set to miss out at the 49ers to make way for Hayne in the final 53. Okay, there you go. Done a little bit of homework, Clive. That's good. Finally in the news this week, Melbourne Cup king, horse training legend, Bart Cummings, passes away aged 87. 87.
Oh, devil's number.
Was he 87?
87.
Fair income. And old Wes Craven went this week as well.
Did he?
Horror film, dude.
I love these smokes. Oh, different one.
Bart Cummings, winner of 12 Melbourne Cups, if you don't mind. Genuine legend. I've heard a lot more about him this week than I've ever known. Like, I've not really ever been a big horse man. Mm.
Over the piss trough, apparently.
Mm, mm. Bart Cummings, a lot of things have been said about him. One, that he's died never having revealed his secret, if there was one. And that's, everyone keeps saying this, there was some secret. What did he do to win 12 Melbourne Cups?
The secret. Secret.
He's won twice as many as or three times as many as
secret,
the next person.
Secret. Secret. Secret.
And supposedly Australia's next greatest sports identity after Bradman. What are your thoughts on that?
Debate for another day.
Mm.
Let's just leave it at that.
Because he's not a sportsman per se, is that what you're saying?
He was in the magazine, The Sportsman, but yes, no.
Okay. Substitute time. Now, this is where we get a current sporting story. Leave a blank at the end of the sentence. Fill it in with a bit of witty banter. Our first one this week.
Or not.
Jason Day wins again. Right now, he's hotter than?
Miranda Kerr and the Sun.
Oh, I just said he's hotter than his wife.
Ooh.
Because she's just outstanding.
Is she? Refreshing?
Yeah. Mrs. Day.
Refreshing.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely refreshing. Like, invigorating even. But yes, I'll pay Miranda Kerr in the Sun as well, because it's kind of along the same misogynistic line.
Hello to our female listener, if you're still here.
Yeah. Number two, Nick Kyrgios draws Andy Murray in round one at the US Open. Andy Murray will be blank.
Andy Murray will be praying his missus has never met Kokkinakis.
Yeah, that's good.
Either that or buy some earplugs, Andy. You don't want to hear this shit.
I just said Andy Murray will be frothing because I've heard, it may be wrong, but I've heard that they've bumped Roger Federer from centre court from that game to allow Kyrgios to play Murray on centre court.
Good.
Interesting.
My boy.
Interesting punishment.
My boy, Nick.
I don't know about that. Well, hopefully he just gets smashed into next week.
So, with that in mind...
What a dick. Yes?
Hasn't this all been a success then?
Well, that's what I'm just saying. Interesting punishment. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
I mean...
he's come out needing a bit of humble pie this week.
Dingenane said, I don't have any trust in the random draw.
Oh, absolutely not.
But
no.
If that's the case...
If you're thinking that he legitimately got drawn against... what's Murray these days? Two? Something
yeah,
like
two,
that?
Two
yeah.
or three.
In the world, then, yeah.
But if it wasn't, if it was completely staged, surely he would have drew the name S. Wawrinka.
Well.
Now that would have been tasty.
Marketer's dream, yeah. Number three, Ricky Ponting has suggested getting rid of the coin toss in cricket and letting visiting captain decide what to do. This idea is bad for blank.
Indian spot punters.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they love a pun on even the coin toss.
I wonder if they would still stupidly run a market as to who would bat first. I don't know.
Probably.
I said this idea is bad for Queen Elizabeth II.
Why?
It's just.
Oh, she's not going to see a head come up.
Day after day, I feel like the monarchy is becoming a little bit antiquated in society, whether you're a monarchist or not. And this is just one more opportunity where the royal figures will not be seen.
Very good. Jeez, you've drawn a bow, but a long and a good one.
Well, I mean, it made me think. It made me think about it.
What do you think of the idea?
I thought when he said when I saw the byline saying Ricky Ponting suggests getting rid of coin toss, I was like, surely he's not proposing some sort of app or something, some sort of randomizer or...
The Ricky Ponting app.
Yeah, something to do with Swiss Vitamins and something sponsored by Swiss Vitamins.
But what do you think of the idea?
Nah, bollocks.
Why?
Toss a coin.
Yeah, look...
Pakistan never play at home.
Isn't this an...
That's one thing.
True. Isn't this an admission that there is a lot of doctoring of pitches to get outcomes for the home teams? I actually think it'll work against teams like India and England, who are notoriously preparing pitches for home conditions.
But doesn't that play into their hands? Because they get to decide what to do?
No, the visiting team does.
Oh, I read that wrong.
The visiting
letting
team
visiting
does.
Captain decide what to do. Okay. Oh, well, that has a little bit more credibility. Eh. But no, I toss the coin.
Eh.
I don't like cricket changing. I'm very stuck in my ways. I don't like T20.
Yeah.
I find it hard to adopt new ideas when it comes to cricket.
Mm.
Except when they had Snickometer and it was sponsored by Snickers. That was just brilliant.
Thanks for that Neil. Brilliant. Neil Davison.
Number four. Who?
Who's the old narc they go to for the cricket every time something they don't like's happening? They go to him. He's an old narc.
I don't know. Alan Davison. The first team to make the headlines for Mad Monday will be blank. Talking about NRL, of course.
The first NRL team to make headlines for Mad Monday will be doing well to top the Gold Coast efforts from 2014.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I just said no-brainer. Titans. That's the answer.
And Neil Henry has already got something in place to stop that from occurring.
He's going to have Mad Sunday, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, piece of brilliance.
Oh, I'd be saying that it's going to be... I'd be tipping everyone off saying it's going to be on Tuesday or whatever and then have it on Monday or something, you know. Like do it a different day.
Mm.
Number five, South's defence of their title can be best described as blank.
Tired.
I said flatlining.
Mm.
Yeah, they need the pack-a-whackers out real soon.
Yeah.
Inglis is rumoured to be back this week. I haven't seen the team list announcement this week yet.
No,
as to
not.
Whether he hasn't been named.
Yeah. If you're a South fan, enjoy that 2014
grand final victory. Yeah.
DVD. Keep watching it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might be another 40 years.
They're in a bit of Barney, I think. It's the last round of the regular season. Legend.
Mm.
Sports Fantasy Pros, massive $15,000 guaranteed prize pool up for grabs. We had the Sandor Oil jackpot last week, the Shandor Oil jackpot.
Shandor.
It was Canberra v Panthers because he'd played for both of them. You get it? This week again, we're going to give you another shot at the cash. We've got a private challenge which we launched this week.
Mm.
Go through last week's ultimate lineup and have a bit of a look through. Very noticeable addition to the lineup, the ultimate lineup for the week. In the second row position, Dave Taylor.
Wow.
The discard.
Must be the kicking game that got him over the line.
A couple of tries, and it must have been the week for just pulling your fingers out.
Right.
Robbie had a go. David Taylor had a go. Ignatius Parsi from the Titans had a go.
How long have I been preaching the virtues of Ignatius Parsi?
Yeah, well, if you'd had him in your side last week, I mean, granted, we didn't do the Titans game, but still, I'm looking through Raiders Panthers, not a single addition from me, the club in the ultimate lineup this week. So sorry. But Bulldogs Warriors this week will be the game, and we'll have a bit of fun with it. There'll be $100 or $200 bucks up for grabs. If you get involved, get into it.
So if people don't know, this is fantasy footy, but it's easy. It's by the week.
Absolutely. So it's not that stupid accumulative thing where you realize that you've had three bad weeks and so your season's stuffed and you've got no trades left and all that sort of stuff. Week to week, game to game,
you pick a side.
Day to day. You can even play a whole day, three games or something
there you
if
go.
You want. But we just choose one game for you guys to get involved in with us. Free to enter, easy to do. Top winner takes all. and $5 entry, $1,000 prize pool mega challenge in there as well, if you look around the site long enough. So sportsfantasypro.com is the website. You can create your own private challenge if you want. That's what we've been doing. That's what we're going to do again this week. But you can do it for yourself. Get your mates involved from work. Charge them $2 to play or something. Winner takes all. It's great fun. So our Twitter feed this week is going to feature details on the Sunday night game, which is the Warriors and Bulldogs. So I'm going to call that. Do you have a name right away?
Warriors and Bulldogs.
I've got one.
Go.
Steve Price.
Yes, the price is right.
Yeah, the price is right. Yeah,
there you
that's
go.
What's going to be cool. The price is right challenge. Warriors, Bulldogs this weekend. Go to sportsfantasypro.com to register and be ready to strike when we tweet it out this week. Your share of $15,000 cash up for grabs. Sports Fantasy Pro, your team.
Your game.
Top five time here on full credit to the boys. We've got the tattered old chocolate wheel. Trusty little bastard it is. We've got a variety. We've thrown a whole new heap of topics, a whole heap of new topics, I should say, on the wheel this week. Going to spin it around, see what comes up. Scissors, paper, rock, see who spins it this week. Ready? Ready?
Set.
Scissors, paper, rock.
Ooh.
My paper you beats win. Your rock, which means I'll spin. Here we go.
Oh, dearie me.
There's one. The top five NRL players who could play another sport.
Well, I can think of a few that have already been approached.
Okay.
As fact.
Okay, well then you start it off.
All right.
Deliver the news. It's not, there we go, late mail and the top five there. Go for it.
All right. So I'll tell you that my first two involve the Bulldogs.
Yep.
And also the Gold Coast may lose a player. Now, what about you?
I've got a rooster and a seagull and a rabbitoh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So my number five, 6'6" Bulldog Sean Lane.
Oh, yeah. He's got a couple of tries recently.
Yeah. Looks the goods. And my information is that he's already been approached by the PMWA in a shock move to Europe.
What's the PMWA?
Professional Midget Wrestlers Association.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. I thought this was serious.
Well, you tell me yours.
Oh, deadly serious.
Okay, go.
Number four.
Yeah.
Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. You might have noticed he's had a cracking year.
So don't tell me NFL.
Roosters, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. NFL. He can dart, weave, evade. He's just amazing. Taking on fencing.
Is he? Taking on fencing?
Yeah, no, he's not really. Oh. But he could. He could.
Wow.
Roger Tuivasa-Sheck could go to fencing. You tell me he wouldn't be a wonderful fencer.
Well, I've seen some long paddocks. You reckon he'd be good on the tools? Or
okay, your next one.
Now, Gold Coast fans, the newly departed Dave Taylor won't be going to Super League.
I heard he was going to Catalans.
Well, he's not.
Oh.
All right. My information says the World Chess Association, the world's greatest thinkers, tactics, brains, Dave Taylor, you do the maths. He's on his way to the tour.
I'm doing the maths, and my 1+1 is coming up as 0.
Back to seriousness.
Willie Mason.
Yes.
And Isaac Luke.
Oh, two.
Both heading to Pamplona in Spain.
Are they?
To take on the running of the Bulls.
Wow.
Because
I would have thought Tuivasa-Sheck was a specialist.
No, we'll see. The thing with this is, because even once the guys manage to avoid them, they'll still turn around and run back into the bull ring again. That's just what's going to happen.
All right.
Tell them once, tell them twice. It doesn't seem to matter with those two, Isaac Luke and Willie Mason.
We need the twin scoop.
You're a bunch of clowns. Let's get the Diner Drive,
twin
as
scoop.
It's actually called, the Granicles Diner Drive Classic Jeff Marsh signature model.
Now, we spoke. Did you notice on Twitter today I spoke to Dan Ganane about this?
No, I didn't.
I asked Dan, as a preeminent sports commentator, is it hills or flats or hills and valleys?
Yes, and?
Hills and flats.
Yeah, no, I don't
believe it. Dan, if anyone knows.
Hills and flats, like, they're not opposites of one another. Hills and valleys are opposites of one another.
What does this look like?
A hill?
And what we reckon that looks like.
A valley.
Where the fuck's the valley in that? You don't go down into that.
It's flat.
Flat, exactly. Thank you.
No valleys
further questions,
flat.
Your Honor. No further.
Hills or valleys?
Valleys.
Ooh. Jesus. Jeez, that is just, hard. Valley it is. Go for it.
Sam Tompkins. Former Golden Boot winner and the world's greatest player at one stage.
If you believe the press release when he went to the Warriors, yes.
With 1 week to go.
Yeah.
The PSJ Warriors, post-John Johnson Warriors.
Yes.
Have asked him.
Yep.
To stop whatever he's doing and maybe have a crack at rugby league for one more week.
Yeah. He, what's that, 2 years he's done there or three?
Two.
Yeah.
Long.
Yeah,
long
two years. Beige years.
Yeah.
Two real beige years.
Has it been a bigger build-up to nothing? The Millennium Bug?
I don't know what it is. Yeah, maybe. I wonder, though, and this might be completely unfounded, but I've always seemed to think that if he was
Origin
another
three.
Club, not at the Warriors, perhaps he'd have realised or we'd have been able to see something.
Yeah,
I don't
might have some legs, that.
Yeah, that's just a feeling I've had. It's not something I'm necessarily married to as a thought, but there you go.
Hmm.
NRL's Round 25 preview brought to you by sportsfantasypro.com. $15,000 prize pull up for grabs this week. A bit of a preview of the... sorry, it's Round 26 preview.
Oh, it is
Clive. This week, the final round of the regular season for 2015. There you go.
Mm.
Thursday night, the Broncos play the Storm in the Master and Apprentice Cup. Bellamy v. Bennett, 2006 grand final. I don't want to say rematch or replay because it's not. It's just them meeting again. Mm. Broncos, Storm, what do you reckon?
Broncos.
Yeah?
Yeah.
By many?
Very impressed with them last week.
I want to say Broncos by 14.
Really? I'm going to go Broncos by 18.
Really? Because the Storm haven't been that bad.
No, they haven't, but yeah. I'll
tell you what, that Munster's been a decent replacement for Slater.
It's not Billy Slater, but...
Yeah, Billy Slater's annoying.
Oh, you're joking.
Friday. Yes, he plays for Queensland, mate.
The Coogee Cup.
Ever since he scored that try in Origin where he chipped over Minicello, I just can't forgive him. Freak. Friday. Yes, the Southeast Sydney will just...
Coogee Cup.
Probably shut down, to be honest.
Yeah.
Roosters play the Rabbitohs at Allianz Stadium. Probably get about 6,000 people there.
Seven, I reckon.
Yeah.
I mean...
6,700, you mean?
Yeah, if you were Crime Stoppers, you'd probably duck down to see who's in the borough.
Mm.
There could be a few questions answered there.
Roosters, Rabbitohs, Allianz Stadium.
Imagine there'd be a lot of hairdressers shut down early too on Friday.
Surely Roosters. By 20?
I'd say by more.
Mm.
They're warming to the task, aren't they?
Yeah, I wonder what 13 plus is paying. I'd be very interested to see that, in fact.
Let's hook in onto that.
While we're doing this, we'll look it up. Saturday, Panthers play the Knights.
The Clint Newton Cup.
Yeah. I think it's officially called that.
Yeah. Someone else could win the Cameron Serraldo Cup.
Could be the Wes Nagama Cup.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was obscure. And skillfully executed, wasn't it?
I thought Cameron Serraldo was pretty clever.
Yeah, no, it was. It was. But yeah, Panthers, Knights. Not just the Clint Newton Cup, which you probably point out. It's the battle for the wooden spoon.
Yeah.
I want to say Panthers because they're at home, but I also seem to think that the Knights are in better form. You?
I only get the Knights. Oh, geez, Penrith are dead ordinary last night. Dead ordinary.
Yeah, they really were, weren't they?
What happened with your bet?
Knights. I'm going to go Knights. Dragons play the Tigers in the Benji Marshall appreciation game. Or lack thereof, depending on who you are. Who are you going with?
I've got a feeling we'll do it.
Yeah?
Oh, the Dragons are dead set. They didn't raise a whimper last week, even though they only lost by a couple. It was against the Titans, for God's sake. So, yes, I'm going to go the Tigers. Please, Tigers.
Okay.
Do it for JT.
I'm going to say Dragons. They're going to have to get up for the finals. If not now, then never.
I'd say never, but anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're probably not alone in saying that. Cowboys, Titans, 1300 Smiles Stadium. Whisper is that next year, Robina Stadium will be called 1300 Frowns in a tribute to their home crowds. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, you got to say Cowboys easily, wouldn't you?
Easily. Yeah, I reckon 12. Not that many.
Mm.
Not as many as you might have thought, I reckon.
Interesting. But I'll say by plenty.
Yeah. Okay. Roosters, by the way, 13 plus $2.40. That's tasty. I'd get on that.
Yeah.
Sunday.
The more you get on, the more you get back. Don't forget that.
Yeah. And gamble responsibly.
Gamble responsibly.
But mainly gamble responsibly. Eels host the Raiders in the Sticky Whiteboard Shield.
Yeah. Sticky's whiteboard.
Oh, yeah. Sticky as in Ricky Stewart.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was some sort of like saliva projection thing. And I was like, Craig Bellamy isn't in
right,
that game.
No.
Eels, Raiders. Eels.
I'll go Raiders.
To limp over the season's end.
Raiders.
Sharks, Seagulls in the Insular Peninsula Cup.
Yes.
Down on the Southern Peninsula.
Yes.
This weekend.
At the Tip.
Yes. Ramondas.
Shit Tip Stadium.
Shark Park, Toyota Park, Caltech Stadium.
I'm going to say the Sharks.
Endeavour Field.
They look decent.
Yeah, Sharks to win it. Hit the top four. Mm. Happy days. Bulldogs, Warriors. Now, it says at Suncorp Stadium. I think you've got that a little bit wrong there, Clive.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Serious?
Yeah.
What's it doing there?
I think the Bulldogs took a game up there for some reason or other.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. I stand corrected then. I thought it was a cut and paste error from last week, which...
Clive, are you sure?
Yeah?
Are you sure?
Okay.
Check it out.
I tell you what's good about that then. If it is at Suncorp Stadium,
yeah.
And it's not, it's at ANZ Stadium.
Is it?
Yes.
You're an idiot. You're a dead set idiot.
Yeah, well, that just stomps on my gag then, Clive. ANZ Stadium makes a little bit more sense.
So you reckon the Warriors will just head north straight after that?
Yeah, they could head to the Cross. Start Mad Monday out in the Cross early.
Imagine the Warriors on the Mad Monday on the drink.
There you go. Sports Fantasy Pros NRL Round 26 preview. Head to sportsfantasypro.com. Get involved. $15,000 cash pool up for grabs. Twitter challenge time. Now, this is where I've given former legend at Nick Kyrgios, aka tennis twat Nick Kyrgios, to try to get a reply and a follow from. That's what it is, isn't it?
Yes.
That just feels like it's been more than a week since I said this. Mm. Myself, Hugh Jackman, who's in Australia at the moment, so I can't blame time difference for not having a reply. How'd you go this week?
Yeah, not good. Not a surprise. I'm still buttering Nick up. I've got to be honest. I'm playing the long game here.
Because you love him.
Well.
And you just want to marry him.
No, I don't want to marry him. I mean, but I don't mind that he's got a bit of mongrel about him. So I've all gone right. With, see, he's playing mixed doubles with Jeannie Bouchard.
Oh, yes.
You're aware of her work?
Oh, I'm very aware.
Very, very aware of her work. So I just wrote.
She's on Instagram, if you're wondering.
Nick Kyrgios, geez, playing with Jeannie, mate. You're already winning. Hashtag US Open.
You didn't do hashtag winning, though. Isn't that the cool thing to do? Isn't that what all the cool kids do?
I don't know. Well, that'll rule me out.
Hangover of Charlie Sheen. Yeah, anything? Nothing?
Nah, a couple of favourites.
Christos Kyrgios didn't get back to you?
Nah.
He seems like such a good bloke, though.
I followed him.
Yeah.
Followed him. He's got 400 followers or something. Very, yeah. Rocks and diamonds with them, too.
Yeah. So Hugh Jackman this week.
How'd you go?
He was at Man in Brookvale Oval on Friday night.
I still get the feeling you're going to do this.
Well, I feel like I got close. This is probably the closest I've ever gotten to anything.
Interesting.
I thought I'd bring in his old mate Gus Warland. As a bit of a bit part in this.
This is an obvious
thing
to
do. So I said,
do.
Hey, at Real Hugh Jackman, is there a chance my source is correct? And this was at Gus Warland on Friday night in the picture. I know Gussie slimmed down. The photo I used was the Manly fan in the morph suit that invaded the pitch at Brookvale.
Nice, yes. It was you, let's be honest.
Well, yes, we also chatted about that on Friday night. But no, I got a favourite from Gus. Not a reply or a retweet or a follow from Gus. I think he's already following me, to be fair. But I got a favourite from Gus, not from you.
Can I give you a little bit of inside information?
Mm.
Hugh has a personal minder that looks after his Twitter account.
Did you know this?
Yes.
Thanks.
And if you want to know his name, I'll tell you it next week.
Wow. Could have been more useful when we started this round of the Twitter challenge.
Long game, Hoodie. We're in the long game.
Any tips or tricks as to how we can get across the line with these two, please tweet us at @former_legend, @latemailman, @FCTTB_podcast. We read all those. But of course, as usual, don't tag them in the tweet, because otherwise it'll just give up the game and it'll just be shit for everyone. Weekly full credit to the Boys Awards. This is where we trawl through Twitter and say that we like things instead of just favouriting them or retweeting them or replying to them or screenshotting and, you know, laughing and looking at it again and having fun with it. We bring it onto the podcast and we give it a bit of a plug. We had amateurs and celebrities. How'd you go?
My celebrity was at Matt CRF.
Yes.
And he wrote, this is whilst Jarryd Hayne couldn't get on the field and Reggie Bush was on the field.
Right.
And didn't seem to be doing a whole heap. He wrote, Reggie Bush got more length in Kim Kardashian than these punt returns. Get Hayne out there.
Gross.
Just thought it was very Australian, considering he also tagged Reggie Bush and the 49ers into that.
Wow. And he said he got more length than these punts returns. I have to point out, at Matt CRF, it's than these punts returns. Otherwise, it just changes. No, but it changes the whole meaning of the sentence.
As a certified spelling Nazi,
yes.
How do you find Twitter? Do you head in?
Yeah, I've kind of made my peace with it a little bit. Sometimes, though, when you click on one of the trending topics, the amount of people that have gotten in there are some real morons.
So what do you do a personal vendetta and correct them all?
No, please no.
Why don't you do that one time?
No one likes those people. my amateur this week, Swearing Sports Australia.
All right.
There is a Twitter account.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen that.
At Swearing Oz is their Twitter handle.
I think he's pretty good, isn't he?
This was the tweet during the World Athletics Championships over the weekend. They ring a bell in the 800 metres to let them know there's one lap left of a two-lap race. How fucking stupid would you have to be to not know that?
That's very good, isn't it?
It was very good, Swearing Oz. And true to his words, he swore in that tweet. So very good.
I like that.
Your celebrity?
The Sydney Swans.
Oh.
Official Twitter account.
Okay.
And speaking of accounts that have made spelling mistakes after Jarryd Dudley from the week before, the Sydney Swans wrote during the game, "Good sprays the shit to the right from behind."
I really quite like that.
It had to be quickly screenshotted.
Yeah, how long did it last for?
He got one favourite and three retweets before it went off. So, but I have seen it. I can verify it. It did happen.
Very good. My celebrity this week is not actually a celebrity because I couldn't find any celebrities. You're all shit this week, celebrities.
Wow.
Pick up your fucking game.
Wow.
Mine is myself. And it's a...
Here we go.
It's an admission or a very disappointed admission of guilt. I said this last night. Jesus, so my early season prediction of Panthers to win the NRL Premiership was just off.
Do you know what?
And I say that because I predicted them to win the Premiership in lieu of the Cowboys. And they are now battling for the wooden spoon.
Yeah.
When did that happen? When did they become in the battle for the wooden spoon?
I can make a case for the Panthers. They have had...
Oh, they've been ravaged.
Massive injuries. Absolutely. Massive ravaged injuries. And constant. And it's just not been a great year. There are a couple of teams I can't make a case for, my team included. But funnily enough, you say that I had a little sneaky peek at our predictions. I said I wasn't going to, but I had a look the other day.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a couple of...
we'll revisit them in a couple of weeks. Yeah,
let's do that.
Boys sack time. This is mail and feedback from you guys. A bunch of full credit to the boys this week.
Was there?
No.
Oh.
None, zero.
Do you reckon they're cottoned on?
Yeah, either the players have cottoned on or they've just learnt more words as the season's gone on.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe that's it.
Do you think we're a sniff in the cricket season or?
Yeah. Yeah, could do.
Yeah.
Could do. A-League, maybe.
A-League, yeah. Well, I don't know. Have to watch that to
get a sniff. That's true. We'd like to hear from you, though. If you can get back to us, if you hear any full credit to the boyses, at @former_legend, at @FCTTB_podcast, and at @LateMailman is myself.
Now, one more thing. Okay. Well, a couple more things. I've got a challenge to our listeners. Now, we've got a Hall of Fame, and Aussie Jag, BJ Rosenberg, a couple of others are in it.
Yep.
You want to be in it? I want to hear someone get onto Talkback Radio.
Yep.
Preferably one that's got a podcast so we can download it ourselves.
Yes.
And sneak in your own full credit to the boys.
I like it. Don't mention
the podcast. Just mention full credit to the boys. If you can do the whole BJ Rosenberg and put in a late mailman and former legend, you will definitely go down into the Hall of Fame.
If you're listening for the first time, they snuck those into a stock market report.
on TV.
On television.
Live on air. Or if you can get that sign behind Carl. Not Carl. Who's the bloke on?
Oh, Koshy.
Koshy. Get that sign.
There you go. Don't forget we are on iTunes. You can leave a 5-star review on there. That'd be fantastic if you do that.
Clive's put a few videos on the Facebook page today.
Yeah, get on our Facebook page as well. We're the only ones silly enough to have a Facebook page called Full Credit to the Boys. you can tweet us at any time. We will always read them and most often reply. If we don't, there's a good reason for it. But yes, at Late Mailman, at Former _ Legend, and at FCTTB _ Podcast. Have a good week.
See you all. Don't forget our Sunday night challenge. Sunday
yes,
night this
sportsfantasypro.com. We're going to have a private challenge.
The Price
Check
is Right
out
Cup.
Our Twitter account and get onto Sports Fantasy Pro for your chance at $15,000 cash.